Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Channel 7's The Real Dirty Dancing, featuring Todd McKenney and Jessica Rowe, Jamie Drury, Hugh Sheridan and other Aussie stars, proved to be a ratings hit during its first episode last night. The show, which marks the 10-year anniversary of Patrick Swayze's death and raising awareness for pancreatic cancer, follows the eight Aussie celebrities at Kellerman's Resort, recreating dancing routines from the 1988 film in the exact same locations they were filmed in. Super exciting. Then the couples are forced to battle it out against each other for a place as either Baby or Johnny in a one-off performance in Sydney's Enmore Theatre. This is exciting. It totally blitzed 10's Masked Singer.
Yeah, well, I could see that coming.
Yeah, another performer was unveiled, this time the alien, who was indeed a grown-up Nikki Webster.
Is there such a thing as a grown-up Nikki Webster?
Yeah, she's got a couple of kids and has a dance studio.
Really?
Yes.
When did that happen?
Well, the 2000 Olympics was a long time ago, Gunners.
Good point. The Spider-Verse is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe once again. Disney and Sony have reached a deal to co-produce the upcoming Spider-Man movie with Marvel Studios' Kevin Feige back on board to produce the third installment in the Tom Holland-fronted franchise, which is set to hit theatres July 21.
There's gotta be someone else you can use.
What about Thor?
Off-world.
Captain Marvel.
Unavailable.
But I'm just a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Please, you've been to space.
What do you want, Peter?
I want to go back on my trip with the girl who I really like and tell her how I feel.
MJ,
I
am Spider-Man.
No, of course I'm not.
I mean, it's kind of obvious.
Justin Bieber and his wife Hailey Baldwin Bieber had a lavish wedding ceremony yesterday in South Carolina at a gorgeous exclusive Riverside resort.
Aren't they already married?
Yeah, they got married in New York last year at the courthouse, but this is their big kind of official wedding day, complete with celebrity guests like Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott, Usher, Ed Sheeran and Jaden Smith, plus apparently lots of organic juice.
What?
I know, and apparently all other guests that were staying at the resort weren't allowed in the restaurant or the pool for 48 hours. They were locked down.
Wow.
Mm.
Teen sensation Billie Eilish has announced an eco-friendly stadium tour, which will kick off in the US in April next year, but no Aussie tour dates have yet been released. And as you may have heard over the weekend, Metallica have postponed their upcoming tour of Australia and New Zealand so singer James Hetfield can go to rehab. The band told fans Hetfield needs to work on his recovery again and that they intend to make up the dates at a future time and pledge to refund all tickets.
And we have our first teaser trailer for the fourth season of Stranger Things. Now, the brief clip starts with the show's iconic red logo before phasing to the upside down and turning to ash. There it goes. With the cryptic phrase, "We're not in Hawkins anymore." Ooh. Stranger Things 4 will premiere sometime next year. Last year's season was July 4th and the previous season was in October for Halloween. It's coming.
Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.